Hello, Jane.
Oh, hello, Peggy. How are you?
Fine, thanks, but what about you? I heard you had an accident.
That's right. It happened while we were skiing.
In Aviemore?
That's right. You know Duncan and I went skiing last Saturday.
Yes.
Well, we really picked the wrong day. The weather was beautiful, so, as you can imagine, there were thousands of people on the slopes.
I suppose you had to queue at the lifts.
Right. It took ages. But we managed to ski down a few times in the morning.
Well, when did the accident happen then?
In the afternoon. After lunch, we went up again. I had just got off the lift and had started to ski when one of my bindings came undone.
Oh, how terrible. And you fell and broke your leg?
Oh, no, not then. I wasn't hurt. Just out of breath a bit. A few moments later, Duncan came along, and that's when it happened.
What, Duncan caused the accident?
No. Duncan came along, took off his own skis, and tried to help me with my bindings.
Oh, I see. Somebody else ran into you.
Right. A young boy came skiing towards me. He wasn't a very good skier, and was going too fast to stop. Duncan had his back to the boy, and I didn't see him until it was too late.
Oh, no.
He ran straight into us. I broke my arm.
What about Duncan?
He was lucky. He wasn't hurt, but the boy broke his leg, too.
So he was sorry he had tried to go so fast, I suppose.
Yes. Actually, he was very upset. I think his leg really hurt him.
Step 4-4. Pronunciation. Strong sounds in sentences. Listen and repeat. Then underline the strongest sound. Example. It's very dangerous.
Number 1. Jane went to Aviemore. Number 2. I broke my arm. Number 3. When did it happen? Number 4. I tried to phone you. Number 5. We skied to the village. Number 6. My bindings came undone. Number 7. We went by cable car. Number 8. I'm a very good skier. Number 9. I don't either. Number 10. Where's the lift?
Step 4-5. Song. The world must be coming to an end.
I sent her for cheese, oh then, I sent her for cheese, oh then. I sent her for cheese, but she fell and broke her knees. Oh, the world must be coming to an end, oh then. I sent her for eggs, oh then, oh then. I sent her for eggs, oh then. I sent her for eggs, but she fell and broke her legs. Oh, the world must be coming to an end, oh then. I sent her for bread, oh then, oh then. I sent her for bread, oh then. I sent her for bread, but she fell and broke her head. Oh, the world must be coming to an end, oh then.
Workbook B, Step 2-1. Dialogue chart. Asking the way. Listen to the dialogues and follow them on the chart. Use different colours.
Dialogue 1. Use a green pencil.
Excuse me, where's the drag lift?
Well, it starts in Bergstraße. Go straight on and take the first road on the left.
Thank you very much.
Dialogue 2. Use a pencil. Any kind.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the ice rink.
Well, it's next to the church in Bergstraße.
Bergstraße? Where's that?
Can you see the supermarket down there?
Yes.
Turn left there.
Thank you.
Unit 7, Cooking. Course book, Step 1-2. Listen to the song about food.
Today is Monday, today is Monday. Monday is fish and chips, is everybody happy?
You bet your life we are.
Today is Tuesday, today is Tuesday. Tuesday is ham and eggs, is everybody happy?
You bet your life we are.
Today is Wednesday, today is Wednesday. Wednesday is Irish stew, is everybody happy?
You bet your life we are.
Today is Thursday, today is Thursday. Thursday is cheese on toast, is everybody happy?
You bet your life we are.
Today is Friday, today is Friday. Friday is lamb chops, is everybody happy?
You bet your life we are.
Today is Saturday, today is Saturday. Saturday is chicken and rice, is everybody happy?
You bet your life we are.
Today is Sunday, today is Sunday. Sunday is roast beef, is everybody happy?
You bet your life we are.
Step 1-6. Listen to the recipe. Find out what it is for.
This is Radio 2. And now it's time for our recipe roundup. For today's super dish, you need the following ingredients. 500 grams of mince, 2 onions, some oil, a small tin of tomato sauce, salt and spices, a packet of mashed potato mixture, and don't forget, you will need water and milk for that, and some Parmesan cheese. Right. This is how it is made. Chop up the onions very small and fry them in oil until they're brown. Be careful that they don't burn. Then add the mince and fry them together for about 5 minutes. Next, you need to add a cup of water. When the water begins to boil, turn the heat down and add the tin of tomato sauce. This gives the meat a nice colour and an exciting Italian flavour. Then add the salt and spices. Leave to simmer on a low heat for about 20 minutes. Then make the mashed potatoes. It tells you on the packet how to do this. When you have done this, spread the mashed potato on top of the meat. Brush on some milk. This will make the potato go a nice golden brown color. And add a layer of Parmesan cheese. Then put the dish in a hot oven or under the grill, and in 10 minutes it will be ready to eat. And that's it, our lovely Italian cottage pie. I hope you like it.
Step 1-7. Listen again and tick the ingredients.
This is Radio 2, and now it's time for our recipe roundup. For today's super dish, you need the following ingredients. 500 grams of mince, 2 onions, some oil, a small tin of tomato sauce, salt and spices, a packet of mashed potato mixture, and don't forget, you will need water and milk for that, and some Parmesan cheese. Right, this is how it is made. Chop up the onions very small and fry them in oil until they're brown. Be careful that they don't burn. Then add the mince and fry them together for about 5 minutes. Next, you need to add a cup of water. When the water begins to boil, turn the heat down and add the tin of tomato sauce. This gives the meat a nice color and an exciting Italian flavor. Then add the salt and spices. Leave to simmer on a low heat for about 20 minutes. Make the mashed potatoes. It tells you on the packet how to do this. When you have done this, spread the mashed potato on top of the meat. Brush on some milk. This will make the potato go a nice golden brown color. And add a layer of Parmesan cheese. Then put the dish in a hot oven or under the grill, and in 10 minutes it will be ready to eat. And that's it, our lovely Italian cottage pie. I hope you like it.
Step 2-1. Listen and find out where the people are.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Wilson's Vegetable Factory. I am Jack Brett, your guide for this afternoon. I'm going to show you what happens to the vegetables from the moment they are picked until they appear on the shelves of your local store. At the moment, we're producing tinned green beans. Have you ever thought what happens to the beans on their way from the factory to the supermarket shelf? Well, if you look out of the window, you will see the fields where the beans are grown. When the beans are ready, they are picked and quickly brought to the factory.